Hey, P-Sports, I'm David Schuster. A busy night on the hardcourt NBA, and we start in the Mile High City with Bruce Morton reporting on Denver and Miami.
The Nuggets led wire to wire, but had to hang on for a 103-97 victory over Miami. This in a rematch of last season's finals. Denver has won five in a row, but this win was bittersweet. Guard Jamal Murray limped off the court with a right ankle sprain in the second quarter and did not return to action. Michael Porter Jr. was game high with 30 points. The defeat brought to an end a couple of streaks for Miami. Overall, it had won five straight and seven in a row on the road.
From the high altitude, we go east, where Dave Ferry gives us all the details on Milwaukee and Charlotte.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis had double-doubles in the Bucks' fourth consecutive win, 111-99 versus the Hornets. Antetokounmpo finished with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists in 33 minutes.
We know we have direction right now. We know what we're trying to get from every position. Every position counts. And we are making shots.
Portis added 14 points and 10 boards for Milwaukee, which led by 19 at halftime and improved to 7-7 under new coach Doc Rivers. The Bucks have held opponents under 100 points for a season-high three straight games. Brandon Miller had a team-high 21 points for the Hornets, who were swept in the four-game season series.
Staying east, Brooklyn to be exact, the Nets took it to the Hawks, beating Atlanta 124-97 behind Cameron Johnson, who was back in the starting lineup, and he scored 29 points.
It feels good. Like I tell you guys all the time, all you're looking for is rhythm. Rhythm and feel of the game. You know, it slows it down for you. Anytime you're in your comfortable spaces, your comfortable roles, it slows the game down for you, and you're able to process, you know, quicker, more efficiently. And sometimes good results follow that.
Also in the New York metropolitan area, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Knicks 110-99 as coach Steve Kerr saw his team win its seventh straight road game.
We've hardly had any blowouts in either direction. So every game's tight. And I think, you know, if our guys can build on this, we can recognize what it takes.
Other games, Victor Wembanyama filled up the stat sheet, 28 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 blocks. San Antonio downing Oklahoma City 132-118. Paolo Banchero had 29 points, Orlando 115-107 over Utah. Devin Booker had 35 points, Phoenix over Houston 110-105, and Anthony Davis had 40 points, the Lakers in overtime just getting by Washington 134-131. Off the court, Philadelphia center Joel Embiid says he plans on returning this season no matter what. The 76ers record is Embiid is recovering from knee surgery. To the NHL, and we begin in Boston, where Geffen Kulba saw an exciting game between the Bruins and Golden Knights.
An unlikely group of scorers powered the Bruins to a 5-4 win over former coach Bruce Cassidy and the defending Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights. Mason Lowry ripped a one-timer from the right circle with 4:37 remaining to break a 4-all tie.
Unbelievable. So many great players in this locker room. Special group and a lot of guys that can put the puck in the net.
Morgan Geeky scored a pair in the first and completed his first career hat trick late in the second period. Jesper Boqvist also scored as Boston snapped a three-game skid. Vegas overcame a 3-0 deficit after the first and tied it at 4 on Chandler Stephenson's goal, 5-1 into the third.
Elsewhere, William Nylander had a goal and 2 assists, Toronto doubling up Arizona 4-2. Brock Nelson scored twice, the Islanders downing Detroit 5-3. Rasmus Dahlin had the game winner in overtime, Buffalo getting by Tampa Bay 3-2. Florida a 4-3 winner over Montreal in a shootout with Anthony Stolarz in the nets for the Panthers.
We did a really good job of just kind of settling down when they ever had chances in our zone. And, obviously with this team, you're never out of it. So my job is just kind of go out there and just worry about the next shot, make it safe.
Other games, Nashville won its seventh in a row, 6-1 over Minnesota. Colorado shutting out Chicago 5-0. Dallas a 4-1 winner over Winnipeg. LA 5-1 over Vancouver. And Seattle 2-0 over Pittsburgh. Pro football and women's basketball news is next. NFL news from Thursday. The owner of a marquee franchise is being ordered to take a paternity test after having his court appeal denied. Geffen Kulba is back with that story.
A judge has upheld a decision requiring Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to take a paternity test as part of a legal dispute with a 27-year-old woman who claims the billionaire is her biological father. Jones had appealed a 2022 ruling in a paternity case brought by Alexandra Davis. The woman previously previously alleged in a separate lawsuit she was conceived from a relationship Jones had with her mother in the mid-1990s. Attorneys for Jones are challenging the constitutionality of the Texas law that would compel genetic testing of Jones.
And finally, women's basketball news. Iowa star Caitlin Clark announced that she will enter the WNBA draft, where she's projected to be the number one pick. Clark already holds the women's major college career scoring mark and soon will surpass the legendary Pete Maravich, who holds the men's record. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.